Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius. He scores! He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Here is Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into an emergency episode of Pick and Pod on a disgustingly gray, frigid Sunday morning. I'm Chaz McAdams here with Chris Carino, Owen Kelty, your normal host, and we got Dallas Mavericks fan Brendan Shorey on the producer mic because, as many of you listening probably already know, Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis. So break down the trade in full. The Lakers got Luka, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. The Mavericks got Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the 2029 Lakers first-round pick. And the Jazz got Jalen Hood-Chifino, 2025 Clippers second-round pick, and a 2025 Mavericks second-round pick. Reactions last night? It was a late, late trade.
Yeah, what time was it?
I think it was right at midnight.
12:30.
No, it was like right after midnight.
Which, if you check the timelines, people would have acted like it was 4 in the morning. Like, it's a Saturday night. Can we stay up a little bit? Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and I think the best part of this, it was classic old-school NBA. There wasn't a week of rumors leading up. Yeah. There wasn't agents leaking anything. I love that. I loved the feeling that I had last night. Yeah. The shock, the terror that I felt.
That was the big, this is extremely somber, but the day Kobe died felt around a similar, this is a trade in basketball. That's a death of an individual. And it felt on that level of where were you when you heard this?
Literally, it was the last time I've been able to feel surprised. I like feeling surprised.
Kobe was the last time I felt it worldwide, especially in basketball, because it feels like, as to your point, it's so hard to surprise that when things come out of nowhere, obviously awful or, you know, maybe even surprising and exciting, it is insane. And, you know, obviously
agents need to keep their mouths shut.
I don't know. I'm not one of these people that's like, let's get less information. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? That's not me.
Yeah, but think about how you were able to feel last night. Imagine if it happened like that.
And it happens sometimes.
Not enough. I agree.
I mean, I think it's also the name, though, makes it different. If every, like, trade just, like, came out of nowhere, like, every big trade, I don't think I'd like that. I like the rumors building up to it, and then, you know, other teams might slide in. But last night, I mean, you said, like, it was not just the NBA world. Like, it was everyone was in shock. Yeah. NFL players tweeting, like, every fan of every sport was like out of nowhere, just in shock.
And it's an interesting, I thought about this from this perspective last night, because I saw Bill Simmons is making the untraded, like the top 10 most untradeable players in the NBA last week.
There's none now, I guess.
And he was going through them. Well, Victor Wembanyama is definitely untradeable, but
I would have said the same about Luka.
No,
Wembanyama is so much more untradeable.
Wemby is maybe the 12 times the talent that Luka is, but go on.
That's true.
He's probably in that top, right at the end of that top five of untradeable. The fifth most untradeable guy in the NBA has the potential always for the biggest trade in the history of the league. That has been a pocket that so many NBA stars have been in before. And subconsciously, you just think, oh, they're solid. Like, there's just no way. But when you've thought about it for more than 10 minutes, and I've thought about it for way longer than 10 minutes now, it makes a lot more sense for the Mavs the longer I'm away from
the trade. Well, let's get a Mavs fan perspective.
Yeah, Brendan
Shorey.
I hate this trade.
Yeah, he's not a fan. No, I tried to get him optimistic on the walk-in. He was not enthused.
So
any positives from you?
So break down your headspace last night. I want to paint me a word picture.
And throughout the
what
day
were we
day.
Doing? Where were we?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were just sitting
without incriminating yourself.
I was just sitting on the couch. Just sitting on the couch with some friends, and all of a sudden, I didn't even see it at first. My phone was like face down, like on the table, and I get like 5 calls in a row from friends at home, my brother, my dad, everyone. And it's the same thing. It's like, there's no way this is real, because when you look at it, just like from an outside perspective, Luka brought the Mavs to the finals last year. The Mavs went out, got some key additions, and Quentin Grimes, Klay Thompson. He's been hurt most of this year. And you look at what we traded for. We traded for Anthony Davis and one first, and if you Max Christie. But what we gave up for what we got in return made it so that you didn't think it was real. So all those phone calls were me and whoever I was on the phone with trying to figure out if it was a real trade, not why the Mavs did it, but was this real or did Shams get hacked?
Yeah, and I mean, looking at that, one first-round pick is insane for Luka Doncic.
Well, yeah, the Mikal.
All right, well, how do we always come back?
Anthony Davis does not need to come back to Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges
Anthony,
got traded for a bigger haul.
That's
five
not first true.
Round picks.
Yeah, but
Anthony
for a
Davis
bigger
is
haul
worth four
than Luka Doncic.
This group will always break down and just end up talking about the Mikal Bridges.
And let me, and while
no,
I'm
it's
just,
not this group. Negative, it's him over
while
here.
While I'm on personal negatives, and I'm going to give it right back to Brendan. Because I did say I'm optimistic about this. In my negative brain, immediately when I saw this trade, this was my brain kind of thinking about, you know, if I was to, let's say, be in Dallas in 2 months with a guy, let's just say he plays point guard on their team, and me and him just, let's say, don't get eye to eye. This is
right.
This is what I'd be saying to him in about, in I would say, 2 months. I don't know if we remember, that's Dante DiVincenzo talking to Papa Brunson, Brunson's daddy that has to help him warm up before all the games and things like that. Anyway.
I believe we're 17 games above 500, fourth best team in the league.
Kyrie Irving.
What are the Timberwolves doing?
Kyrie Irving being the focal point of your franchise, I don't know, a guy across the table from me also knows this, is not the best way to win a championship.
No.
So, now I'm going to take it to the positive, and I'm going to incorporate Brendan here. And this is why I was trying to get Brendan excited. The general manager came out with his first statements like in the last couple hours from Dallas.
Jason Kidd is very upset.
How about we let me finish, because I'm literally saying exactly the opposite of what you guys are both interrupting me to say. I'm going to go on. He talks about the transition from offense to defense. Obviously, if you watched any of Dallas's games, I'm assuming Brendan's watched many, Luka is objectively a defensive liability. That is not even something to really be discussed. Anthony Davis, I think, is the best defensive player in the NBA, period. Is the best defensive player in the NBA. So, thinking about it from that perspective, you look at Lively, you look at PJ Washington, built for the future. They have things going on that it's now a win-now, end-all, be-all situation. But, with that said, Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are as win-now as you can possibly be. To say that those two guys don't have enough talent to go win you a championship with a better surrounding cast than Luka and LeBron have, I would say you're crazy. I would say you're star hunting, and I would say that peep into the league more than three times a year. That's what I would say.
Luka was 25.
He was
25.
Part of that young cast.
He's a win now, and he's win in the future.
Yeah, Luka's so good, he is win now and win in the future.
No, because you guys are simplifying it completely. He has to sign a Supermax, not this summer, the summer after that. That's
right.
A lot of money.
100%. Right.
They've shown in the last, you know, obviously the last 12 hours, but even more than that, the last couple months, they don't have that sort of dependency on Luka. Maybe it's a cardio situation. Maybe it's a mentality situation. They are not willing to give him $400 million. They aren't. So let's, instead of getting in a bidding war that we ultimately lose to the Lakers in the summer, whether it's in 2 summers from now or whatever, let's get Anthony Davis, the best defensive player in basketball, and let's get a first-round pick as well. LeBron, you know, it could really go anywhere. It'll probably be 20 to 28. There's a lot of really good players in the late first round of this draft. I don't think it's a bad move, and I think, obviously, at the surface, the Lakers win it, but the more I think about it, I think it was more mature on the Mavericks side.
But the first-round pick's in 2029. They will have Luka. They have Luka now.
They have Luka.
And who they else? Are not going to be bad.
In 2029, though, they're going to build around Luka.
Luka's so good.
That's not great logic, I don't think.
But why don't you get in a bidding war, have them have a bidding war for Luka? Like, only reaching out for the Lakers for AD. Think about all the teams. The Thunder, the Spurs, the
because
Nets
they got
probably
they wanted.
Are in on Luka.
They got AD. They wanted AD. Why?
But you could have gotten way more than AD.
But they could have gotten way more than 129. Seven first-round picks from Sacramento would not have helped them. It was getting Anthony Davis right now.
Players and picks instead of just Anthony.
Who? Malik Monk. He moves the needle.
I'm talking about
Kings.
You know
what
Kings
I mean?
Anthony
Davis moves the needle. I understand if you look at it like, oh, Anthony Davis for Luka straight up.
31 years old and injury prone, though.
And also, you guys laughed at me in the back. I like Max Christie as well. I think he's a good piece.
He's a good defender.
I like him. And they got Hood Scafino off their roster. That's a plus. That guy's horrible.
They got him in Utah now. Danny Ainge just heard he could get a second-round pick.
I was about to say that goes to the...
Well, Danny Ainge is just a second-round pick addict. I live through it.
Yeah.
So is Leon Rose.
The Nets are, too. Relax. Name three guys he's picked in the second round.
My Deuce McBride.
That's one.
Okay. Tyler Kolek.
Okay.
Ariel Hupporty.
Never mind.
Wow, ball knowledge. Ariel, you checked him.
Who's the third one? Who is that?
Ariel Hupporty, third string center. Jericho Sims, last pick of the draft. Shakey.
All guys in their rotation right now.
Just because
they
play for the Knicks doesn't mean, like, Jericho Sims, if he played for the Nets, you'd be like, that guy's trash. If Quentin Grimes played for the Nets, you'd be like, that's a normal.
Okay, no, we can't. I have to veto that. We can't do this. Every time the three of us get in a
room. What do you want me to do?
We end up talking Knicks next.
He called Leon Rose a second round merchant, and it's not
second,
true.
No, a second round pick lover. Like, he just hoards second.
Two of the guys he
picks.
Named were drafted in the last, like, 12 months.
He just loves
everybody
second round. Oh, my God.
Stop. There's an emergency pod about this trade. We got to keep it to the trade.
Chaz, you're kind of keeping your cards close to your chest.
I know about how I feel about this. It is surface level. I'm of the belief that Luka Doncic is in the next 5 years the best player in the NBA. I think he has that potential.
I second that.
And I think moving off of a guy like that you've built your franchise around, that you went to the finals with last year. Like, how much more win now can a roster be?
When he was on one leg.
Do you believe 270? Do you believe he actually hit that weight?
No.
Or do you think that's Mavs propaganda?
I don't think it's Mavs propaganda, but I don't think he hit 270.
No way.
He's
it's
not
a lot
that
of weight.
Fat.
He can't.
And it's also impossible. You're trading a guy, he can get in shape. Like, that, you're giving up on him because you don't think he can get it. Like, Zion hasn't been traded yet. He's
I just
fat.
Think the P.J. Washington, Derek Lively, Anthony Davis defensive front court is, like, not getting talked about enough because it's probably the best defensive front court in the history of the NBA.
But the amount of offense you lose, though, Luka is a, like, not even debatable.
Brendan, the fact you're making me say this right now, I want to throw something at you. When you have Kyrie Irving, do you really need that much more offensive help?
You just said you don't think a Kyrie Irving-led team can win a championship.
Completely different
you
build
just
team.
Said that.
It's a completely different built team.
Do you think it's an Anthony Davis-led
no,
team?
No, I think it is Kyrie-led. And I said that to my point. That was my initial reaction last night because I hate Kyrie, if you would listen, Brendan. But what's the stutters for? You're the one coming at me.
I'm not the only one.
Brendan. Just give me a second. I don't think a Kyrie-led team, from the culture perspective, I don't think a Kyrie-led team is, you know, it's going to go well,
right,
future or in the real time. But if we're just looking on the court and we're just looking matchup to matchup, this Mavs team, I think, is so much more underrated than people are giving it credit for. And Anthony Davis is going to go so underrated because of this deal.
But what if he doesn't
play? I told him, he goes, oh, he doesn't play. Oh, he doesn't play. 2024 calendar year, who played more NBA minutes except for Anthony Davis? Nobody!
Yeah, but
he was number one in minutes in the entire calendar year.
How many games has he played this year?
A lot.
That's not true.
In 2025, like in the season?
What are you talking about?
Tell me
Kat's played five more games than him this year, and I would say you're a liar, because I don't think he has.
Kat has 100% played five more games than him this year.
I'll look it up. Talk.
If it's closer than 10, I'm going to yell at you.
Kat's missed four games.
You just made it sound like that's the overarching problem with Anthony Davis. He doesn't play. And also, that's first of all, to a management perspective, because they're not. It's not his fault that they don't play him. Is that it's not an injury related thing? Yeah, sometimes he's nagging injuries. I'm telling you, Anthony Davis is so much more dependable, so much more defensively gifted than anyone's giving
you
him credit
for.
I don't think he's more dependable.
Anthony Davis has missed four games this season.
What are you talking about?
You think
Shut
Anthony
up.
Davis though is more dependable than Luka Doncic?
Shut
no.
up.
No.
That's you just changed the conversation.
Like,
that's not what I said.
That's so different.
No, at the end, that's what you said. He's a very dependable player.
I said he's a very dependable. So I said he's more dependable than Luka. That's what
you
took away from me saying that. What?
He's asking you a question.
What did you say?
Do you think he's more dependable than Luka?
Yeah, I think Anthony Davis is more dependable than Luka.
In terms of like
health,
being on the court,
everything.
Luka's had this is his one big injury.
Anthony Davis's history would disagree with that.
I mean, he was
like, I'm not. I know you're talking about the last 2 years.
He's the best player in the world,
that.
And then won a championship.
No, I'm aware, but he
people
has,
forget that if Luka did that, I think everyone would still be talking about.
He
it.
Has
yeah, Luka on one
he
leg
has
brought
had
a team
stretches.
To the finals.
He has had stretches where he's
Luka?
Been made it. No, AD
oh.
where AD's been unreliable to be on the court.
Yeah, did you watch the playoffs last year with the Mavs? In that, especially when your team beat them in the finals, and he's screaming at referees instead of, I don't know, doing anything significant on the court.
He's worse.
That's
than
like
Tatum.
The definition.
He's the only. I'll say this as someone that he's the only player that's worse than Tatum about ref complaints.
Trae Young's bad too. That is the definition of undependable to me. When the going get tough, he's blaming other people.
But I'm also not expecting.
I don't hate
Luka
these takes.
I'm not expecting
I don't hate
Luka
these takes
to play.
Did you come?
Out.
Did you come in here? Are you more pro Dallas since I've talked?
No, because I came at this.
Brendan, you better be. By the way, your tires better be fully pumped.
My
back
thought,
there.
My thought process right now, and this is when I first reacted to the trade, I think the biggest winner in this trade is Luka Doncic.
I agree. Well, here's the thing. He loses lost out on so much max. Money.
No.
So much money.
Yeah, but he now is going to be around probably the only player in the world that I would trust to impart wisdom on him.
Like the
only player in the world that I think can tell Luka Doncic how to play basketball better is LeBron James.
My first 10 seconds to the trade, like as soon as I got the call, as a very, 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 very proud Bronsexual was, he's getting his fifth. Like, that was, like, immediately in my head, I'm like, oh, five. Like, oh, we got
I don't
five.
Even, no, I don't I'm not even thinking enough. About it from that perspective.
Because,
I'm thinking about it from the perspective of Luka. I want to finish this point about,
yeah.
not about teams and not about anyone else except for Luka. The only player on the planet that can improve Luka Doncic more than how good of a basketball player he already is LeBron James. And the fact that he's going to be able to be in that situation before LeBron, like, retires and becomes a general contractor that every team tries to, which is what's going to happen when LeBron retires.
Thank
he's just going to be, like, the greatest. Yeah. He's going to be the greatest NBA trainer of all time because he not only knows how to maintain a body well, his longevity is rivaled only by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I think LeBron's transcended
him. Yeah, sorry, dominated in the garden last
night,
I saw.
In terms of...
it's the steroids.
I mean, if they really give that much of an advantage, they ban them, but they don't. So go on.
They're never gonna drug test.
In only terms of Kareem, longevity wise, he knows how to treat his body, which I think has been probably Luka's weakest point, is that he doesn't really care about how he treats his body, which is a Euro perspective on basketball.
And when he was more
all
in shape,
Euros are like that.
His rookie
for
year, his little slimmer freshman year, his game is different.
Oh well, yeah, he doesn't. Luka, the way Luka gets to the basket is so different when he sweeps through and drags and gets you on his back shoulder, and he instead of having to step back every time for a midway, now he can put his shoulder into you when he has weight and actually get to the cup, which in my opinion is a more reliable way to play the game because you're just closer to the basket. So he has the health perspective, the longevity. He also, LeBron is the best basketball mind we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want Iman Shumpert to like narrate the LeBron documentary, that you hear the way that he talks about him. That's a guy that can impart wisdom. So the fact that Luka Doncic, we might not even seen the final gear that Luka can get to, I think the Lakers are set for a very long time.
Yeah.
But I also, Chris did come in here, and I'm a huge Anthony Davis guy. I think when he's healthy, and again, he's only missed four games this year, he's the best defender on the planet. He's a fantastic basketball player. He knows how to rebound. What he brings to you as a center is much different than what he brings to you as a power forward. And when he can kind of shift between the two, I'm much more confident in the Mavs now. And I think them, because they're not in a good spot. Are they? They're above the plan, right?
We're a playing team right now.
They're the what seed are they? The seven?
Last I checked, we were the nine.
They're like right in that. They're in that fight.
The nine seed. I think this obviously boosts them in wins, and I think the Lakers fall because you're not going to have Luka for what, six more weeks?
At least six more weeks. For the Lakers, I don't look at this as a win now trade. This is a post LeBron trade. This is like
they disagree.
I think
it can be both.
The number one priority of this trade is to get Luka to play with LeBron.
See, I think to play with LeBron, but I don't think they're looking at this trade. I think as LeBron's got a year and a half left, and then their future is Luka Doncic.
And they have no bigs right now.
Yeah,
they actually have no bigs.
Relax on my boy Jackson Hayes. Okay, chill out.
He's gonna go. Never mind.
By the way, a guy got it in stats that Karl Anthony Towns has missed more games this year than Anthony Davis.
Yeah, okay, he's missed five, and Anthony Davis has missed
four.
Well,
he just made the dumbest points.
I know. Also, this trade, I just have to talk about this. Nico Harrison, GM of the Mavs, because I always will mention this story when I can, is the one that fumbled Steph Curry's shoe deal with Nike. It was when he accidentally called Steph Seth Curry. He also recycled the same slideshow they used to get KD and refused to give Steph a signature shoe. And that's why Steph signed with Under Armour.
I think that's more of a
Nike
that's
problem.
More indicative of Nike's comfortability at that time in the space.
Yeah, 2013. Because they were just like, everyone. Yeah.
Who cares about you?
This kid from Davidson, North Carolina.
Yeah. But I do think that there's some truth in that maybe, you know, vendettas can get created. Mm-hmm. And I said to...
He's also the guy that let Jalen Brunson walk.
Right, and you know, you're staring at a Porzingis Brunson Luka picture in the Mavs jersey. That's brutal as a Mavs fan. But
I traded for Porzingis way too early too, because that was not
that,
the time.
Well,
to
that
pair
trade,
them
that, I think that trade ended up being That trade at the time looked bad, but I think it ended
up. At the time, that was a great trade for the Mavs. It was like, what are the Knicks doing?
Didn't they trade like Porzingis for like
Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan?
It's like the best trade ever.
Yeah, for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
You just said it was.
Well,
like,
no. But a lot of people in New York were concerned about Porzingis' ability to stay on the court. They were concerned about his ability.
That was all the talk.
Oh, and where were you? Where were you? That was all I could hear about.
That's all the talk was.
That was when he's coming off a torn ACL. That was the only one.
Complaining about it. So you did.
I thought it was a bad trade because I said, why in the world are we trading Porzingis?
A lot of people were very people forget how high the world was on Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, it's true.
People forget.
Plays for Real Madrid now.
Yeah, shout out Luka Doncic.
I made this point to my roommate. My roommate grew up in LA till like sixth grade. He's as big of a Laker fan as I. He's a huge Laker fan. I said to Annabelle Watson last night, I think he's as big of a Laker fan as her boyfriend is a Knicks fan, and I'm not even kidding. Like bench guys on the G League team. He's pretty familiar with.
Love that.
I told him last night.
He's probably Lake Show Yo.
I've heard he's Japanese Jordan on Twitter. That's what I've heard. Rui Hashimura is nickname.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at my...
Well, I've seen that Twitter.
Yeah, you actually have?
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves the Lakers. Anyway, go on. I said to him last night, we've never
you
had...
You tell yourself to go on?
Yeah. We had
That's like a Quentin Johnson blessing
bless
himself.
Thank you.
All right, go on.
Go on. We've never had vendetta basketball before out of Luka Doncic. We've seen him be petty. That's come in small doses, right, specifically in Phoenix. We've never seen a team straight up say, we don't believe in you.
Yeah.
Pelicans kind of Zion.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen a team.
Take a lap.
From Luka,
take a lap.
Luka's never had someone say that about him. Luka is the prince who was promised. He's Lisan Al-Gaib.
It's been a love bomb since that guy's come to America. No one's ever said anything poor of that guy. Now a team's telling him, "Yeah, we don't believe in you. We don't believe in you to lead our team in the future." It's a scary Luka Doncic to me. I don't know. Especially at the end of the month when they're in Dallas.
They play so soon.
Uh-oh.
They play so soon.
He's still out.
He will still be out.
Yo, Kai. ISO.
Yeah, literally. I think this is so good for Luka Doncic.
I think it's good for Anthony Davis, too.
Do you think that, I mean, the West is so, the West is so top heavy, though, at this point. Like, I didn't see anyone outside of those top four seeds coming out of the West anyways. So I don't think this really, does this really change playoff perspectives for anyone?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I immediately thought of all the contenders that could have traded for Luka, and I was like, imagine, Chet, four first-round picks, and just Luka's, like, on that roster now. It's like...
It's
a bigger haul.
At what point is it diminishing returns with Shea? Like at what point do you need two basketballs?
I don't know.
No,
I think
Shea and Luka would work.
Well, I've heard this conversation. I've heard this conversation about LeBron and him like since last night. Like, LeBron can't be versatile, first of all.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, bringing in a ball-dominant point guard. We have one of those. His name's LeBron. Yeah, because LeBron can't play any other role. It's not like he's, like, the greatest player in the history of the game.
Exactly, but that's not Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, Luka definitely needs the ball, and I think Shea also definitely needs the ball.
Shea can play off, and he's a better defender. So it's not
Luka
like
just went to Luka just went to the finals with, like, the best ISO best ISO scorer ever, and it didn't seem like that was really a problem.
Yeah, but the way Kyrie plays ISO ball now is in such bursts. Like, it's Luka's offense to run bring the ball up, but then it would just be like, Kai, go, and then he just would.
It still didn't make sense to me they went to the finals and had that run last year. It made way more sense to me the year they traded for Kyrie mid-year and they were like in the playoffs, and then they got bounced completely out of the play-in. It didn't make any sense to me. They were immediately just like, they didn't even get in.
We didn't even get into the play-in.
That's what I'm saying.
Year.
Like, they got bounced out of the play-in.
Still,
when we traded for him,
like, oh, and they were the three seed when they traded for Kyrie Irving.
Wasn't he still
dropped out of the play-in. What?
Wasn't he, like, injured and still had the whole suspension stuff going on?
Let's give him 30 other excuses. Yeah, suspensions for what?
His tomfoolery and
right, oh, yeah, because he said anyway. That is his fault, okay?
No, it's not an injury.
He was suspended for saying some of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I'm saying they fell so far because he wasn't playing.
He was playing. He played that whole. I can show you numbers.
No,
I think
not after he got traded.
After
he
got traded in that half year. First of all, you can't trade an injured player. That's first of all. Second of all, he played that entire season. I don't think he was injured the entire half season he got traded. I'll literally look it up.
I think Kyrie.
Was it 22-23 or 20?
Yeah. That's the Mavs fan here.
Yeah, 22-23, right? When they traded for him mid year?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Stats.
I just don't think there's a way that. Kyrie leading a team, I just haven't seen it in so long. I haven't seen it since Kyrie hasn't been the guy since 2018 in Boston.
Okay, so yeah, in the season Kyrie got traded. In the season Kyrie
got
traded.
What do you mean
traded,
even then? Kyrie wasn't the guy in Boston?
No, for like they had, that roster was still stacked. Like,
yeah, it was, but Kyrie was.
I'm saying he was the guy, but he's like you can't ever really look at a team where it's been him and a bunch of bums where he has to carry them.
So let me.
Yeah, but the Mavs aren't that either.
No, that's
so. What are you saying? Like, why would you even?
Kyrie got traded on.
You always
in the beginning
get bullied
of,
on these podcasts.
In the beginning of February,
it's like you two just like
in the beginning of February. Well, because you say things that aren't true, and I have to fact check you. Kyrie got traded.
Like, said something
that Kyrie
no
got
sense.
Kyrie got traded in the first week of February to the Mavs, and the rest of the season he played out through April. He didn't miss a game from his debut February 8th till April 5th. With the Dallas Mavericks. That's like 25 games in a row. And you told me that the reason why they didn't win a lot of games and they fell out of the plane was because he wasn't playing. What are you talking about?
I don't know, bro. Since 2020, Kyrie's, you know, not a real person. Every once in a while, he's getting suspended. So, I
come off
Kyrie's
like a bad guy. When you start defending Kyrie on a show with me, like, what do you want me to do?
It's not my fault you have personal vendettas against Kyrie Irving because he left your team.
I think I've only said facts. I don't think I've said one opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kyrie's objectively a great basketball player, but I also think he's, like, a garbage guy.
I agree.
That's okay.
You rebuttal?
Never said he was a good guy.
Anyway, Luka and LeBron, that offense, I feel like that offense is so dynamic in a way that people don't understand. It's not the two-ball thing. It's LeBron now going to be not the primary scorer, which we haven't seen, I don't think, ever.
Yeah, primary. Yeah,
he's never been on a roster where he's not the primary scorer, and that fascinates me because, in my opinion, he's a top three passer in the history of the game.
I think that's a fact.
So, like, imagine they run the pick and roll. I think LeBron could pick people. He's such a body.
And Luka is the screener?
Why not? No. LeBron's the screener, and Luka's running.
And Luka's feeding him?
Like, that would be fascinating. And then they could just, and then LeBron could pop out, grab the ball, pass it to Luka cutting.
They could literally.
There's so many options.
Dude, imagine the high-low action, like Luka in the dunker spot, getting low, coming up.
Forget Austin Reeves, how good Austin Reeves is, too. He's actually had an insane year. Maybe a top 10 most underrated player in the NBA right now.
I still have no bigs, though. They're not.
They don't.
And Luka's out for six more weeks.
You know who their backup center is? Christian Koloko.
Yeah, they're in a bad spot.
I don't know if that's his first name.
So how do you. So
they're going to fall.
But we knew that. Like, I think the Lakers knew that making this trade,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
not a win-now
trade.
Which
is why it could be a trade for the future. I don't disagree
with
Owen there.
This is a future trade.
It was
it
so
is a future trade.
This
is a future trade.
Exactly.
It was so fascinating because it felt like they could have done something this year with AD.
They were the five seed.
That's what I'm saying.
They just know that
LeBron
without
has
AD.
A year left. They know LeBron has maybe a year, max 2 years left. They make this trade. They know they have a 25-year-old superstar for the future. They maybe a ring this year or have Luka Doncic for the next 15 years.
Right.
What would you rather
I agree.
Have?
It is more future-centric than I probably let on, but also.
But I think they do want them to play together. They definitely want them
to play.
And
if you're talking from a perspective of like, oh, the supporting cast isn't that good. Well, LeBron without AD just went and whooped arguably the best team in the Eastern Conference on the road last night. And AD sat on the bench and watched.
I mean, I'll take the compliment there.
They did get whooped.
Yeah. Take it and run away.
Fair, though,
it's the only one you'll ever get.
Who really cares about losing OG? I know he didn't blow his Achilles out.
That guy's
so
terrible. That guy's
that's
so bad.
He's such a good defender.
He's an elite.
Is he?
Yes, so he's an elite good. Defender. And
he's like offense is not good enough to translate. That defense has to be like Dennis Rodman isolation level.
His offense, as a fourth option, is good.
OG's never been offensively the guy. Even when he was at Indiana and was the guy, he wasn't the guy enough to make them do anything. When he was on Toronto, he was never enough. OG Anunoby's on-ball defense is, and I have to play the Knicks like five times a year. Some of the most suffocating defense.
He can guard one through five.
He genuinely can guard one through five. It is Rodman-esque.
But I don't think first of all, the contract is what sours me because it's just so much money.
Yeah, the contract doesn't matter when Brunson took a pay cut. It's like I was gonna go to Brunson anyway.
Yeah,
because
he's
gonna
keep doing that. Not like he wants the supermax in 2 years. He's gonna leave $100 million on the table because he's a nice guy and he loves New York.
He might.
No, not 100.
What are you talking about? It's $100 million.
He already passed up on $100 million.
I'm done.
What are you talking about? He already passed up this year on $100 million.
I'm done. Yeah,
yeah. To defer it in 2 years. Owen, come on.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean? Okay. I know. I agree, Chris. I agree. We can't. I can't believe that we mentioned the Mikal Bridges.
He just hates the Knicks so much. It's like
no.
No, he hates Mikal Bridges.
No, you just sound you're making.
I didn't even bring up the Nets. He just always somehow always brings up Mikal Bridges and the Nets. No, how does it always happen?
The fact that you actually think Brunson's going to leave $100 million on the table again is ridiculous. He left it because he knows he can get it in 2 years.
We don't know what's going to happen. We can't see the future.
Yeah, no Knicks championships. I can predict that for
the
future.
Okay.
Best bet in the world. Best bet in sports.
What about Nets championship? We ever get one of those?
We're a foot away from the conference finals.
You almost made the conference finals.
Owen, I love how much your chest is out right now. Can't wait for May.
I can't wait till we're playing in the finals.
When you guys lose to the Pacers in the second round again, I'm gonna literally
when you guys don't get Cooper Flagg and get some like.
All right, everybody, calm. This is my favorite rivalry at the station.
Rivalry would mean he wins sometimes.
I always win.
I
never lose.
His team wins.
You've won an argument against me ever.
Always.
Okay, go on, Chaz. The silence from Chaz speaks itself. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are leaving me speechless, which says a lot.
This guy has no idea what's going on.
And I think I want to talk. I talked about this from the Luka player perspective. I want to talk about from the AD player perspective.
Yeah.
Because NBA 75, he is an all-time talent. Only one ring is criminal. People forget when he that January he had in 2018 in New Orleans when he averaged a triple double with blocks for the month. Like, what does this do for Anthony Davis career wise? What this move? Because your career went from being the guy on a team that was always on the precipice of being a contender in the West that could never get it done because they came at a time when it's like, oh, you had half a year of Boogie Cousins and a fake all-star Jrue Holiday and you couldn't beat the KD Warriors. It's like they at that time in the West, no one was going to do anything. No one could do anything in the Western Conference. Even a team as good as Harden's Rockets couldn't get over the hump in that Western Conference. So you go from that to your career kind of being defined, and Kyrie started as this, as your LeBron's running mate.
Right.
No matter how good you are, you're always going to be defined as LeBron's running mate. Now, you're in an interesting situation in Dallas, so I want to know what you guys think, and try not to say the words Mikal Bridges, Cooper Flagg, Knicks, or Nets in these points.
What am I supposed to talk about,
though? All three of you, I want to know. And Shorey, I would
imagine
turn
he
that
just,
frown up.
Imagine he just chirps in with Knicks stuff. He's like, yo, Mikal is low-key suck.
What are we talking?
Stop! Everybody stop!
He's so
Stop.
Easy to rile up. It's insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Josh Hart would be your team's best player.
So,
yeah, we suck.
True.
We suck.
Oh, we suck.
Josh Hart's really good. I watched last night.
Oh,
he's so good. So much better than OG defensively.
Oh,
go on.
Oh, my God. That's
Stop.
I'll start that combo. Yeah, I'll start that
so
combo.
So wrong.
Stop. I'll start that Stop. Conversation.
Stop. I want to hear all three of you about what you think this means for Anthony Davis, who I think we can all agree is an all-time great and is going to be remembered forever. In the tapestry that is the NBA, what does this mean for him as a player, career-wise? Is this where he goes to die, or is this going to be a renaissance in Team AD?
You first, Owen?
I mean, I think it's great for his career. He's going to, arguably, if you look at the team with him on it, at this current time, a better chance at winning another ring for him. He, like, if you look at the Lakers roster, him and LeBron, I would say, probably weren't going to win this year, but if you look at the current Mavericks roster, like, healthy, they can make a run at it. So, as in, like, for the Mavericks, this feels like a win-now trade when they didn't need to make it.
Of course, it is.
For AD's career, he now gets to go to Dallas. He'll probably, I mean, not less in the spotlight there. With the Lakers, I mean, the Lakers fans kind of, like, are so back and forth on every player, and he'll get less hate every night. He kind of can focus on himself in Dallas, and I think it would be great for his career going. I don't think it's where
pretty
he goes
good,
to die.
Pretty good fan base in terms of toxicity, I would say.
I think it's a great fan base. That arena is so loud.
And that the whole city, besides Cowboys fans, that whole city.
Those are the same fans.
I know. That's why I said besides Cowboys
this
fans,
is kind of,
dummy.
This is the point I'm going to
be saying they're the same. Mavericks fans
Mavs
are
fans
Cowboys
and Cowboys
fans.
That's what I'm
are
saying. But,
same.
But Dallas, like the Mavericks, and I would say from what I've heard,
the way
from
they
what I know about
Mavs.
Hockey, from what they and the Stars as well, it's they're way better about it. I mean, Astros, even as fans, I hate the team.
They are not Dallas.
No, he doesn't claim Houston.
They are not
he doesn't
Dallas.
Claim Houston,
Houston
at all. That's
the Rangers. I guess
that's like you being like that's like him, Brendan being like, well, Chaz, like feel like the Sixers are sick.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so the Rangers fans as well, like they great World Series. I think besides Cowboys fans because they're just so universally.
Well, that's a national.
Dumb.
That's a national
brand. It's like how I hate Yankee fans nationally.
The point I want to make, and you transitioned me well. talking about Anthony Davis, this instills so much confidence to me because a team traded away their golden ticket. We got rid of the city is in love with Luka Doncic. You can't go on the street for 3 hours trying to find somebody who doesn't like Luka Doncic. It'd be impossible. We got rid of him because we want you.
The fans might hate AD now. Like, Brendan, how do you feel about AD?
It's true. It's true. Because he could represent the fact
that
they
represent
that
they don't have Luka anymore.
Because
it's
he's
just
the representation
anger.
Of that.
There's been a million big trades in basketball history. Not one time has the guy who they traded for gotten booed. No. Oh, and find it if you're going to make that noise. Find it then. It's never happened.
It's not.
That's
it's
insane.
Definitely not a boo, but
yeah, boo the GM. You're going to boo AD, and you're now your best player.
Yeah, but if AD has one bad game, they're going to be like, we traded Luka Doncic for this bum,
yes.
and he's going to
get
booed.
Because Matt
fans
have always been so patient with Luka this whole time. They've always been so patient. Like, shut up. Literally, every time Luka has more than two bad games, I have heard the overweight conversations. I have heard the lack of dependency questions. It doesn't change. God.
I agree, with my heart on my sleeve
with AD, and I'm just getting it from all angles.
There's not going to be as much hate for AD. I will say that. But the amount of outcry for Nico Harrison right now.
Yeah, he's
is
not.
Absurd.
He might get jumped in a park.
Well, he's also. I think he is a. I don't think
it's
this
not,
is,
it might not be safe.
I don't think this is as bad a move, like in general, as Mavs fans are thinking and saying.
But
I also
loves
do
Luka.
Think that I think that Nico Harrison is a dummy.
I don't know. The quotes are really bad.
You saw this press conference.
Jason Kidd
hates him. Did you see that press conference?
I don't believe it.
The quotes from the press conference are horrible. And Jason Kidd's just staring at him.
Am I going to lie to you?
There's not a single person in the DFW area right now who likes Nico Harrison.
I'm not going to say I know Jason Kidd personally. I'm not going to say that.
The Mavs owner laughed at
like look at him.
Nico
yeah,
Harrison
he literally laughed
when he brought up the trade.
Back in 2020, Mark Cuban said he'd rather get a divorce than trade Luka.
I thought of that immediately when
Cuban,
I saw the
Cuban,
him selling
Cuban
his
at the helm,
the
this trade doesn't go through. Obviously.
No.
Let me just say this. I'm not going to say I know Jason Kidd. I don't know
Jason
Kidd. I have spent a lot of time studying Jason Kidd. I know
Player-wise,
Jason Kidd as and just his personality.
Yeah.
I know Jason Kidd as well as anybody. This move reeks of Jason Kidd. Reeks of Jason Kidd. Team wants to go defensive-centric and get rid of the prima donna star. That is Jason Kidd to a T.
Jason Kidd was the prima donna star.
So what are you supposed to do at the press conference? Have a smile ear to ear? Like, literally, the country is
Jason's
out of their
never,
mind.
Jason Kidd has never smiled, if we're being totally
That's what
honest.
I mean. Like, guys, was he supposed to look jolly at the press conference? No. But I guarantee he's happy about this. And it wouldn't have happened if he was upset about this. He's the head coach of the basketball team.
They said that the Shams report was that no coaches or players knew.
Doesn't mean he doesn't like it.
Yeah, but you just said that there's no way this would have went through if he didn't like it.
Because
he had no idea.
They didn't say they said they didn't get permission. That doesn't mean they didn't know about it at all. They made it seem
like they didn't know.
You know they've had conversations in the last couple months?
I think
not even to say this specific move, but if a move like this was on the table, like I guarantee they've talked to Jason about this.
I think team side it might be different. Luka definitely didn't know. I think that maybe Mavs coaching staff and people knew about it. I think the Lakers side, I think everyone was blindsided.
Yeah.
Because the way that the GM said, he said he made three calls. The first one was a joint call with J.J. Redick and Anthony Davis. So those two didn't know. This is all after the report comes out, after it's leaked. The second call is with Anthony Davis's agent. The third call is to LeBron. So all four of those people.
What did he call Bronny, you think?
Classic. Owen, you're just like NBA Twitter. Like it's
and you know what's even more embarrassing? That the guy he's making fun of scored on his team last night. So shut up. With a nasty left-handed shut layup.
We were throwing out some we want Bronny chance. It's like
yeah,
like,
the guardian was overtaken with Bronny chance.
Nah,
and then LeBron
that's not overtaken.
LeBron
that's
got
mismatch.
A nasty and one in transition with like 3 minutes left, so his bro can get some tick. Like that's a real father. Go on.
I am of the opinion that this sours. Because I think it's objective fact that Anthony Davis and LeBron had a very good relationship with each other.
Yeah, the report that LeBron was like on the outs with AD,
that's
all made
such
up.
A lie. I mean, LeBron himself said it was a lie. Yeah. Pinocchio emoji.
He lies all the time, though.
Shut up.
Shut up.
He is now. He's really NBA Twitter, just like sitting.
I know. It's literally.
I could see 30 of those quote tweets.
Literally,
like,
literally. Ugh. So, I think this does sour potential future, because I did say this, because I'm already thinking about LeBron post-player career. I'm like of that mindset right now.
I don't like to think like that.
I know, but it's just where my brain has been in the last 12 hours.
He's not
going to
play forever.
I know, it's so
sad. He's just
going
to buy a team and then make them championship.
So, I think this sours future. I think LeBron could have been like a Lakers guy like Magic Johnson was. I know his career, I know he's hopped around place to place. I know Magic was a career Laker, but I think LeBron has spent his highest media availability has been with the Lakers. He's been with the Lakers in the last part of his career, and what history has told us is that where players either where because he's won championships everywhere, that's not really going to define where he goes, or he's been good wherever he's been, so that's not going to define where he goes. It's usually where they play last that is really like the most impactful spot in their career. I'm not saying like when Hakeem Olajuwon was on like the Supersonics or when he was on the Toronto Raptors, like that's defines
the
where
point
he goes.
You're making is like the
LeBron could have been a Lakers guy.
The MLB Hall of Fame, like which cap are they wearing?
Yes,
I think it'll always be the cap.
And Owen's right. I was gonna say the exact.
Oh, thing. I'm right in Chris's eyes. Thank God. Let's go.
I think
he's. I would have said the exact. Yeah. After 2016, it was the most perfect thing I've ever seen in sports.
Yeah, it was good. But I see LeBron as such a Laker now.
If he gets one more,
and I especially if he gets a fifth with Luka, I think this sours his relationship with that organization. Especially because LeBron, one thing you can say whatever you want about
Larry
LeBron.
O'Brien in 3 months.
One thing LeBron is not used to is being blindsided by a move.
Not if he's holding Larry O'Brien in 3 months, four months.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not happening this
year. All right,
Lakers are not
Clip
winning
that.
A ring.
Clip
this
that.
Year.
Clip that.
Your prediction is that the Lakers win the NBA championship.
I'm saying the amount of confidence these two have. I'm so confident that they
will not win a championship.
Let's make a little wager then.
Love this.
Not again. All right, what is it? Throw something out there.
$3,000 if the Lakers win the championship, $10 if they don't.
What? Why would I ever
you
make
get
that?
You get 10, I get 3,000.
I mean, odds-wise, it's probably more 300.
My roommate did tell me waking up, the Lakers odds skyrocketed.
They went from 40-1 to around 15-1.
And the Mavs one went basically the other
way. The opposite way.
Yeah.
Which is that feels wrong
for the Mavs
for this season.
For
I feel like
Mavs?
The Mavs odds
crazy Mavs championship value right now in Vegas. Because
Luka wasn't coming back anytime soon.
It's like a St. John's Final Four.
Yeah,
like it's looking
it is, that's
good.
Even that might be those are too high now. Like that's not even like a big bet. That's like
I know they're
St.
like,
John's like a top 10
team I wanted to get them so much earlier. They're like they're only like 1,100 to make the Final Four.
10-second stop on Storm the Court electric buzzer beater win at the Garden against Providence yesterday
so
during
good.
The afternoon. It was
so
awesome.
Good.
They had a throwback court as well at the Garden.
I know with the horse.
Oh, and shout out Coach Cal last night too.
If you listen to Storm the Court, I am still picking my team.
Italian Doc Rivers.
One of my teams potentially is Kentucky. Seeing Coach Cal go in there with his, I just want to get guys to league basketball and just like put Mark Pope in a box. Was awesome.
And it was awesome. It was awesome.
Rupp hates him.
People like us
hates
who
him.
Like the roof of the villain every
yeah,
once
yeah.
in a while. Very nice.
Yeah.
And Cal is the epitome.
As a Yankee fan and a Celtics fan, it pays to root for the villain sometimes. I think that's going to do it for us this week on Pick and Pod. Thanks for, or not this week. This is an emergency episode. You're getting two this week.
Yeah.
Good for you. Shout out to the viewer.
Lakers beat the Rockets last night. We didn't touch on that. That happened.
Nets beat the Rockets. By like 19.
Two seed in the West totally destroyed them. My father and Tim Capshaw did television. It was fantastic. You can find the clips on Brooklyn Nets Instagram as well.
Great plug. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Plug your beat report.
No.
What?
Okay. I'll be beat
yeah,
reporting.
Plug your beat report.
I'll be beat reporting Knicks Celtics next week.
Where do we find that?
On Twitter at GrilledChaz.
Got it.
At Grilled_Chaz. And you can find the YouTube video of the post-game presser. At WFUV Sports on YouTube.
Thank you.
Thank you to Brendan Choi for coming in and defending the Mavericks a little bit. Thank you to Chris Carino as well, Owen Kelty, myself, Chaz McAdams, sports director for WFUV Sports is Bobby Chaffardini. Thank you for listening to this emergency episode of Pick and Pod.